Morning, everyone. I'm a grateful recovering alcoholic. My name is Sarah. They did not tell me I was going to be recorded this morning until right before I got here. So I'm a little nervous. And last time I spoke in front of a microphone, I did pass out. So I hope the front row up here is ready. Okay. I don't do meetings with microphones. I'm just kidding. It's fine. I have a sobriety date. It's September 18th, 2015. I have a sponsor who knows she's my sponsor. I sponsor other women. I have to include it, okay? I have to include it. Some of my sponsees, I'm like, hey, remember me? I do sponsor other women, and I try to help other women and men as much as possible in this program because it's what I was taught to do. I was taught that I could never, ever pay it back. It doesn't matter how much money you put in that basket. I've got to pay this forward today and try to help somebody else not die. I'm shaking up here. I don't like this very much. But I didn't come in these rooms or come up here today because it makes me comfortable. I came in these rooms because I didn't want to die. There's a woman over there with a hat on. I'm sorry. I already forgot your name because I'm so nervous.
Nancy.
I met Nancy this morning. She came up to me because, of course, I'm scared. This woman doesn't want to die either. She walked away and she was shaking. She's like, whew, those nerves. You know, that's a woman who was taught to go shake somebody else's hand who they, you know, she didn't know. That's another woman who doesn't want to die. You know, these are the things that I've been told, suggested in this program. I can take as much of this program as I want to, but until I actually do it, it means nothing. You know, somebody shared the other day that I can make my, I think it was at our home group, I can make my program exactly what I want it to be. How do I want my program to look today? You know, is someone out there who does not know Alcoholics Anonymous or know me, know that I have a program? I'm going to be the only big book that somebody ever meets, you know? Is that who I want to, is that how I want to represent it? So, thank you, Kathy, wherever she got to, for introducing me. There you are. See, I can't see anybody. I'm just like, I'm not going to picture you all in underwear. That's too uncomfortable. I don't want to think about that. Anyway, 164 is my home group. I did get down here. My boyfriend and I moved down with three fur babies in the back seat and a U-Haul. We moved 900 some miles away this past summer, and I've never done anything as scary in my life except for get sober. You know, we have very minimal family down here. We did not have any friends. But I knew that Alcoholics Anonymous was wherever I was going to go. You know, I was very lucky to get sober in Baltimore. I'm telling you, they have some great meetings up there. If you ever get up there, go visit Catonsville, Columbia, even Essex. You know, it's a little ghetto over there, but that helped me, okay? Sometimes you got to get down in the dumps. You know, so I came down here and I went to 164 and I could not find any meetings where I moved that followed traditions. And traditions today are so important to me. They are what holds the meeting together. You know, so I went to 164 and I was like, I don't know, I'm just going to give another area a try, right? And I came into that meeting and I was so scared and so upset that I could not find women and I could not find meetings that really just connected with me. Like, they say, if you don't get it, go to another one. Nobody said you have to be stuck to that one. You know, so I did. I wanted to stay sober. You know, I didn't come down here to start drinking again. I came down here because winter depression, I don't know. You know, so I wanted to get away. And so we moved down here and I go to 164 and just like they shared, I went in that meeting and I never ever want to be so new that I can't say, hey, I'm new to this area. I need help. I need women. I need to find some good meetings. Somebody please, you know. It doesn't matter how many years I've strung together, how many days I've strung together. I never want to be that far in that I can't be new. You know, so I started in this program. I've had a few sponsors along the way. I've moved a lot around Maryland. And also, if you don't like what I had to say today, you can talk to my higher power because, you know, I asked him to speak through me. He's out in the parking lot right now next to my disease. All right. Wherever I go, my higher power comes. Like more, like my cell phone's back there somewhere. Like my God comes with me more than my cell phone today. You know, that's how it should be. My God is everywhere I am. You know, we're talking about the promises today. There's a section in the big book, Working with Others, page 102, if you do want to follow along. It says, while you were drinking, you were withdrawing from life little by little. Now you are getting back into the social life of this world. Don't start to withdraw again just because your friends drink liquor. Your job now is to be at the place where you may be of maximum helpfulness to others. So never hesitate to go anywhere if you can be helpful. You should not hesitate to visit the most sordid spot on earth on such an errand. Keep on the firing line of life with these motives and God will keep you unharmed. My God may be out there with my disease, but my God never sends me anywhere that I can't handle. You know, I don't know about you guys, but like I've hit negatives with my bank account a few times. A few too many times. And I have not hit a negative in my bank account once since I've gotten sober. You know, that is not something I ever thought was going to happen. It happened so many times, I was like, well, that $100 is going to be just reserved for that this week. You know, that's a promise in itself. Financial, self-seeking, all my fears. You know, Jimmy talks a lot about fears this morning. Like, I do not have to fear anything today. You know, I pray about it. I ask my God for help. I ask my God to take that from me. You know, I was somewhere in my second year. I remember being outside. This was when I lived in the woods. And I remember going out into my driveway. And in my driveway, you could see the stars straight up there. And I just remember actually screaming that night. And I was like, well, you know, F it. I don't know. Neighbors are going to hear somewhere down the road, wherever they are. And I remember being so angry at God because I was like, why did you bring me this far? You know, but really my God brought me that. He did not only bring me that far. He was going to carry me through the rest. Whatever I was going, I don't even remember what I was going through at that time, you know, but I remember I was yelling. I remember that I was not okay. And I had to verbalize that. And, you know, my friend told me one time, he told me a story about a boat race and, you know, you're picking sides just like kickball. And he was like, yeah, man, I'm going to get God. God's in my boat, right? God climbs in and, you know, he's like, hey, God, you know, a little fist pump or whatever. And then God kicks back and he's like, hey, man, come on, we need some help. God's like, I don't row. He's like, what do you mean? I'm just here for the ride, you know? My God steers my boat, maybe, points me in the right direction, says, hey, man, you might want to watch that rock over there. There's a wave coming this direction. You know, but my God does not row that boat for me. And it's just like my program. I have to do the work today. I cannot want my sobriety more than my sponsor wants it for me. Or, I mean, I have to want, you know what I'm saying. I have to want my sobriety more than my sponsor wants. I cannot want it for my sponsees more than they want it. I cannot want it for you more than you want it. Sherry said that this morning too, like 16 years, you know, oh my gosh, I'm about to hit 30, you know. I came in when I was 21 the first time, and I came in officially this time when I was 20, right after I turned 23, and you know, I don't know, I didn't think I was gonna make it to 24, you know what I mean? And here I am approaching 30 with almost 7 years. You know, and my God picked me. Sherry said that this morning. My God picked me to help other alcoholics. You know, there's like I don't even know how many, just millions and millions of stars in that sky, different universes, moons, whatever. And my God wants to know me. You know, I'm shaking just at saying that. When I first came in these rooms, here's another promise for you. I started working these steps with my first sponsor, and then I switched to a different sponsor not soon after. And I had to make amends for that switch. I've learned a lot from all the women that have helped me. And that second sponsor started reading through the book with me, and you know, this particular page 86, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4 different colors on this page. That's how many times I've read through it and found something different. Because every time I read this book, I swear, I'm like, when did they put that part in? So I've got one paragraph that says, you know, it's got this big line. It says nighttime. And the other says, it has an exclamation point. It doesn't even say anything. It just, this is important, Sarah. Read this, right? And so that paragraph says, on awakening, let us think about the 24 hours ahead. We consider our plans for the day. Before we begin, we ask God to direct our thinking, especially asking that it be divorced from self-pity, dishonest, or self-seeking motives. Under these conditions, we can employ our mental faculties with assurance, for after all, God gave us brains to use. Our thought life will be placed on a much higher plane when our thinking is cleared of wrong motives. And then this right here. In thinking about our day, we may face indecision. We may not be able to determine which course to take. Here we ask God for inspiration, an intuitive thought or decision. We relax and take it easy. We don't struggle. We are often surprised how the right answers come after we have tried this a little while. You know, there are other promises. I mean, I could literally go, I mean, you know, they gave us these sheets. I never studied the promises up north. It's just not something that I did. And get down here and y'all are pointing out promises. And I'm like, whoa, what did I miss, you know? And so I'm highlighting all these things. We got a lot of big book thumpers at my home group. And I love it. I love hearing things that I've never heard before. And I didn't like any of these people when I walked in this room. And I was like, why do I not like you? And I figured out it's because I want to be everything that they are. I want to be a big book thumper. I want to be able to just throw it out there, you know? Every time I don't like something, it's something within myself, you know? Oh my gosh, just like Kathy said, I hated women when I came in here. I was like, okay, like, what are you going to teach me, you know? And here it is, I look at her again in, you know, different glasses and realize that she's beautiful, she's independent, she's an entrepreneur, she has more time than I do, or I don't know, she's liked, you know? All I wanted to do was be liked when I was drinking. There were a lot of things that I wanted, and my, I ran the show. Today, my God is my director, you know? And it says that in our literature. The reason I picked this home group was because people were friendly enough to come help me, but also because you can't make up the first 164 pages. It is in print. You can tell me anything you want about this program and how your life is so great, but if it's not in the writing, it's not fact to me. You know, I can't make this stuff up. You know, this book has saved my life time and time over, and I was definitely going for a different train of thought there, but that's okay. You know, so if you haven't read through this book, I highly encourage it. $9 today. You know, I think we're even giving a bunch away. I came in and, like I said, I came in when I was 21. I came back when I was 23. You know, the first time I was not sober. I don't give myself the credit to say that I was sober. I was dry. You know, that was dry time. I was not drinking, but I did not work the steps. I did not have a sponsor. I did not have a home group. I took women's numbers. I never gave my number out, and I would never call you. And that's the way that it went for that year. I did it because I got in trouble. State of Maryland wanted my ass in jail. And somehow I still got away with not having that happen, even after 2 DUIs in a very short period of time. My drinking stint was, I think it was a total of like 13 and a half months after I turned 21. And, you know, that's all I needed, you know, spread out multiple places, whatever. But that's all I needed to really hit my bottom. It was enough. I know you guys know exactly what I'm talking about when you've got that thing inside of you that says, it's time, hey, feed me, I've got something I need. You know, whether you're an addict for drugs, alcohol, sex, ego, sugar, Coke Zero, me too, okay? You know, I've got something inside of me every day that says, hey, I need something. You know, and today, I realized that it's this God-sized hole. You know, I got to fill that with, and Jimmy even talks about that. Like, I am not going to be able to go around the first three steps. I cannot. I absolutely cannot today. You know, I have to have a power greater than myself. And if God's not your thing, that's okay. That's what I was taught when I came in. I never struggled with God, but my God has changed so significantly since I've been in these rooms. It's just got to be something bigger than you. You don't make it rain, do you? Neither do I, okay? Something bigger than you is taking care of all of that. And, you know, I got to give it up to that. And I was going somewhere with that too, you know? But that's okay. That's totally fine. You know, when I came in, no one ever told me, wow, Sarah, you missed a lot of really great drinking years. Yeah, nobody ever encouraged me to go back out. No one ever made me feel bad. They always said, I wish I would have gotten sober at your age. You know, and I had a really great home group up north. If you ever get a chance to go up to Dawn Patrol 6 a.m., it's 7 days a week. And there was a couple old-timers in there that said, you know, keep coming back, Sarah, women need you. You know, these young women need you. Because we got people dying out here, guys. And my disease, like I said, my disease wants me dead. I know if I go back out, I don't know if I can make it back in. With the grace of God, this room, you know, has helped me get here today. You know, I know my God's got my back no matter what. I know that no matter how hard I scream or how little I whisper, my God hears me today. You know? And Jimmy even mentioned, you know, sponsees calling right before something dumb happens. Like, I feel like every time something happens, I get some type of sign. You know, I had a really terrible week, you guys. Really terrible week. And there were 2 days I was like, I'm not wearing makeup. Like, I'm just going to look like a bum at work and whatever. And I didn't. And I knew it was because I was going to cry. And I made it to 3:30 on Tuesday before I started crying. And then the next day, everything changed, and it was like, wow, did yesterday even happen, you know? It's like, chill out, Sarah. Like, your God is doing everything. You just need to go with the plan, you know? Just keep rowing. You know, I don't know what tomorrow's gonna hold. I have no idea. You know, what's going to happen this next year. I have no idea what Florida's got in store for us, you know? But I just got to go with the flow. You know, I went to, Kathy was my only friend at this retreat we went to when I first moved down. And I was talking about this before the meeting, I'm a convention whore. Like, I get around. Those tapes in the baskets, those are from some of the conventions I went to. I hope you enjoy. I do not miss conventions, retreats, these events, because this is life-changing stuff. This is, by the way, my first time speaking at one of these, and it is an honor, an absolute honor to be standing up here at an event for Alcoholics Anonymous, because I really, truly admire everyone who does this and does the service work for others. And so anyway, back to that, you know, we went camping, and I was going somewhere with that too, that's cool. Just kidding. No, we went away and had the opportunity to be in the woods, you know, with other alcoholics, and, you know, it's life-changing stuff, man. We are not a glum lot. We had so much fun, and I got to sit out on a pier with Kathy Sunday morning, and I got to work through an amends that I copped when I moved down here. And, I mean, resentment I copped. I work on an amends. And, you know, Sherry mentioned this morning resentments will kill you, and we're about to learn even more about that probably. But, you know, I don't know people in my day-to-day that would help me the way that Alcoholics Anonymous has. You know, I was really grateful for that day. And I went and I made amends to that man. And I'm telling you, it was like the most freeing feeling I've ever had in my entire life. You know, my whole life has changed because of Alcoholics Anonymous. I know how to live today. I know how to be a friend today. I know how to be a really great daughter today. You know, I know how to be an employee today. And, you know, I don't plan on leaving you guys. You're stuck with me. If you'll so have me, you know. But they tell me I can keep coming, so, you know, you are stuck with me. And that's exactly what I plan to do. I'm more than grateful for this program, and I hope I can continue to pay it back, or pay it forward, rather, because I can never pay it back. So thank you so much for letting me share.